It happened in a rest area in New Jersey. Jillian's trying to quit smoking, so she takes out a stick of gum and pushes it into her mouth. She has a pouty mouth that's rosy and sweet, but tonight her lips are parched. "He was such a shit," she says thoughtfully. "God! You wouldn't believe the things he did. Once we were house-sitting for some people in Phoenix, and they had a cat that was bothering him. I think it peed on the floor. He put it in the refrigerator." Sally sits down. She's a little woozy hearing all this information about her sister's life, and the concrete stoop is cool and makes her feel better. Jillian always has the ability to draw her in, even when she tries to fight against the pull. Jillian sits down beside her, knee to knee. Her skin is even cooler than the concrete. "Even I couldn't believe he'd actually go and do something like that," Jillian says. "I had to get out of bed in the middle of the night and let it out of the fridge, or the thing would have frozen to death. It had ice crystals in its fur." "Why did you have to come here?" Sally says mournfully. "Why now? You're going to ruin everything. I've really worked hard for all this." Jillian eyes the house, unimpressed. She truly hates being on the East Coast. All this humidity and greenery. She'd do almost anything to avoid the past. Most probably, she'll find herself dreaming about the aunts tonight. That old house on Magnolia Street, with its woodwork and its cats, will come back to her, and she'll start to get fidgety, maybe even panicky to get the hell away, which is how she ended up in the Southwest in the first place. She got on a bus as soon as she left the Toyota mechanic she'd left her first husband for. She had to have heat and sun to counteract her moldy childhood, with its dark afternoons filled with long green shadows and its even darker midnights. She had to be very, very far away. If she'd had the cash, Jillian would have run out of that rest area in New Jersey, and she would have kept running until she got to the airport in Newark, then flown someplace hot. New Orleans, maybe, or Los Angeles. Unfortunately, right before they left Tucson, Jimmy informed her they were penniless. He'd spent every cent she'd earned in the past 5 years. Easy enough to do when you're investing in drugs and alcohol and any jewelry you took a fancy to, including the silver ring he always wore, which had cost nearly a week of Jillian's salary. The only thing they had after he was done spending was the car, and that was in his name. Where else could she have gone on a night as black as this? Who else would take her in, no questions asked, or at least none she can't think up an answer for, until she gets back on her feet?